go ahead, sit and see.
Just start with a few Bible passages. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 19. This is a very familiar verse.
这里说你们要去 使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子, 圣灵的名给他们施洗, 凡我所吩咐你们的, 都教训他们遵守, 我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 16, verse 24.
Matthew
16:24.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
路加福音第14章。
Luke 14.
第14章这个第25节 我们读到第27节
Luke 14:25-27
有几多人和耶稣同行 他转过来对他们说 人到我这里来 若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母 妻子儿女 弟兄姐妹和自己的性命 就不能做我的门徒 凡不背着自己的十字架 跟从我的 也不能做我的门徒
And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said to them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever do not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
这段圣经后面讲了两个要代价的事。
There are two costs.
一个说你建房子你要算过有没有钱你才去建
One is if you're building a tower you need to count the cost
如果你没算过就建你可能建一半就工作不完成了
If you do not count the cost you might not be able to
build
the building
你要算你打不打得赢
And the other one if you go to war you need to count the cost
如果你没算你打不赢赶快跟人家调和的去调和了
If you cannot win then you better surrender
好,我们看到罗马书第10章
Let's turn to Romans 10
罗马书第10章第9节
Romans 10:9
它很熟悉的圣经
Another very familiar passage
你若口里认耶稣为主 心里信神叫他从死里复活 就必得救 因为人心里相信就可以称义 口里承认就可以得救
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart men believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Okay. 那我们最后翻到罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第12章。
12.
我今天主要是在 给你们看,读罗马书第12章
And this is the one that I will be focusing on today
我想英文就不读了 我们只读中文
So just reading in Chinese
这个为了大家能够这个记忆好一点 我想请弟兄读一节 姊妹读一节 好不好 弟兄先来 我们弟兄一节 姊妹一节 我们只读中文 英文就跟着好 所以弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上,当作活祭,是圣洁的,是神所喜悦的,你们如此侍奉,乃是理所当然的。 我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也都是一样，有一个身体，但是我们
我们则许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联合做肢体，也是如此。或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，
或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此对让。
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
在死亡中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
圣徒缺乏要帮补，特要一味的款待。
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。
与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
要彼此同心。
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；受渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把战火堆在他头上。
你不可为恶所胜，
反要以善胜恶。
OK， 我们圣经就读这么多。我上次跟大家交通到，我们要出代价跟从主。
Last time I shared about paying the price to follow the Lord.
我不知道今天有没有时间给我继续谈到这件事情。
I don't know if we have time to continue on that.
因为我心中有另外一个负担，想要先有点交通。
Because I have another burden and I want to share with that with you.
我们刚刚读的罗马书。
We read the book of Romans.
我们传福音的时候常常用这段圣经的。
And we usually use this passage when we were sharing the gospel.
我们说你心里相信就能够称义。
We said that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you will be saved.
是啊，他把 confess 的 mouth 讲了。如果你口里承认了，你就能够得救了。
If you confess with your mouth, you will be saved.
但如果你留意看哈，他这里说你口里承认什么？
What do you confess with your mouth?
啊，我们一般说你口里承认说耶稣基督是从你死里复活，是我的救主。
We said that we confess Jesus are resurrected and is our Lord.
但是这里他不是讲说我承认耶稣基督是我的救主。
But here is not saying Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
罗马书第十章第九节是我承认耶稣基督是我的主。
But it only says that Jesus is my Lord.
啊，英文很清楚啊。是 Lord, not Savior, 是主，是主人，不是只是讲救主。
In the English, it only says Lord Jesus, doesn't say Savior. That's kind.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
我们常常对很多弟兄姊妹讲说，那我们现在信主了，要去传福音。
We say to brothers and sisters, now we're saved, we have to go preach the gospel.
因为主耶稣复活之后，升天之前有个命令。
Because this is the commandment of our Lord.
你们要去
says go.
使万民怎么样信耶稣。
What does it say? To believe in Jesus?
他说使万民做我的门徒。
No, it says that they will be my disciples.
所以我们带人信主是把人带到能够成为主的门徒。
So when we lead people to believe, we lead them to become
disciples. 不只是带人，只是说信耶稣，我就很高兴了。
And not just for them to believe.
当我们知道这里提到说，把人带到成为自我的门徒。
But when we lead people to become disciples of our Lord.
那我们就要知道什么叫门徒。
Then we need to know what is being a disciple.
当我们知道这里说要使万民做我的门徒。
And when he says to make all people my disciples.
当我们知道有一个叫门徒的，一定有个主人的。
When we know there's a disciple, there must be a Lord.
所以我们知道，主要我们做门徒，那我们必须认定主人是谁。
So if we are to be disciples, we have to know who is our master.
我们刚刚读了，我是抽了两三段圣经提到什么是门徒。
I took out a few passages to talk about what is a disciple.
但是每个谈到门徒好像都不简单。
But every time to when it mentioned to be a disciple, it's not an easy task.
好，有一个讲说，我做门徒你要爱父母，这个。但我用相反来讲，因为另外一段是相反讲的，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If you love your parents more than me, then you're not fit to be a disciple.
你爱你的事业、子女、各妻子、丈夫过于我的，不配做我的门徒。
Or you love your work, your wife, your kids more than me, you're not to be my disciple.
那还有一段上像什么
？And what else?
他说撇下一切，所有的跟从我。
You have to lay down everything and follow me.
你看，我们刚刚读过几段关于门徒的。
So the few passages that we read.
我们要认定主不是只是救主，他是主人。
We have to recognize that the Lord is not just Savior but Lord.
或者用另外一个就是 Master.
Or Master.
第二个，我们知道，我们既然不能够爱什么过于主的话，那主必须是我一生中的首位。
We cannot love anything or any person more than the Lord. He has to be supreme above all.
那第三个很清楚了，他撇下所有的主说，我不要任何掺杂，全部给我。
And of course, the third one says to lay down everything. So there should be no mixture.
所以我今天哈，在继续要谈到付代价之前，我有个负担，我要跟大家再交通关于奉献的事。
So before we go into counting the cost, I want to share again about consecration.
你知道整个基督徒的生命生活就围绕在奉献这件事。
The whole Christian life is around consecration.
奉献呢，简单的说，主权在谁的手中
？Consecration revolves around who has the.
我们通常是自己管理我一生的。
Many times we are the one who's controlling our life.
那我们从香港来的，香港都是说我什么都不信，只信我自己。
In Hong Kong, we believe that anything, we don't believe in any other thing except our.
我相信现在很多文明的社会都差不多了，带出来的所有的年轻人很多什么都不信，只信自己。
And in many in the civilized world today, that's what everybody believes in, that we only believe in ourselves.
是奉献这件事啊，还是说你今天主权有没有转换？
So as far as consecration, the question is, have you given over your right?
以前是我在管的，我今天把主权交给我的主人，我的主来管。
Before you control yourself, but today have you hand over the control to the Lord?
这么多年哈，我里面有个感觉哈，基督徒或者这个神的儿女，这条天路走不好，主要是奉献出问题。
I feel that over the years, for us believers or children of God, if the way we're taking has problem, it's always rooted in consecration.
那我们属灵没有真正切实的成长，奉献上面有问题。
If we do not have real spiritual growth, it's because we don't have
good consecration. 我们通常听这个东西听很多了。
We hear about consecration.
我们常常听到说，我把自己奉献给你。
And maybe we have always also said to the Lord, I consecrated myself to you.
你知道我年轻的时候做了好多这样的祷告。
And I've made such prayer many times in my youth.
当传道人，我们的弟兄在说，有没有愿意奉献给主？
Whenever the preacher asks, is there anybody who wants to consecrate himself?
我一定就是手都站起来的。
I always raised my hand or stand up.
我也去祷告说，我说主，我把自己奉献给你。
And I also pray and tell the Lord that I will consecrate myself to you.
没多久，早就忘记你已经奉献给主了。
But then Very soon, I've already forgotten.
我们常常是很笼统一句话，我奉献给你，没有 content 的，没有内容的。
We usually say in just very general way that we want to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
就好像我过去跟大家听姊妹讲过哈，我们祷告不可以笼统。
I said before that our prayer cannot be very general.
就我们说，主，我把前途交给你。
So, like for example, oh, I just commit my future.
我前途什么交给主？
But what in our future are we committing to the Lord?
主没有接受你那个祷告。
The Lord cannot accept that.
直到你能够很仔细的告诉主说，主，我的升学，或者我的去留，真的跟主讲，主今天接受。
But if you can be very specific about it, like your studies, your work, then the Lord can accept that.
祷告需要专一。
Our prayer has to be focused.
奉献需要彻底。
And our consecration has to be thorough.
神要我们在奉献的事上好好跟主，每件事跟他好好谈过。
The Lord wants us to deal with each and every single thing in our life.
当你谈了之后，你里面平安，我都交了，每个交，你知道，我主啊，我今天我把最后的钥匙都给你。
And if each and every single thing has been turned over to the Lord, and we hand over the key to Him,
我告诉弟兄姊妹，你真的把自己有一颗里面把自己奉献，真的跟主谈好，奉献给主。
If you have dealt with the Lord this way and consecrate yourself to Him,
你整个人变。
Then you will be changed.
你看事情变。
The way you look at
things
will change.
圣经对你变了。
The Bible to you is different.
你的生活变。
And your life will be different.
你的经历变。
And your experience will be different.
这个是我们基督徒的生命的开始。
And this is the beginning of our Christian life.
你知道我们整天叫基督徒啊，这个是不是很准确的？
Christian is not a very accurate term.
这是《使徒行传》里面这个告诉我们了，门徒称为基督徒是从安提亚开始。
In Acts it says that the disciples were first called Christian in Antioch.
门徒啊，已经是门徒，后来改名叫基督徒。
They were already disciples, and then they were called Christian.
如果我们没先成为门徒，我们根本基督徒这句话，我们倒是要想过。
If we're not disciples of the Lord, then we have to question ourselves whether we're.
我们重生没问题。
Of course, we're born again.
但是我们在跟从主的路上，我们打折扣。
But in our following the Lord, it's very questionable.
好，我们回到刚刚罗马书。
So let's go back to the book of Romans.
第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章，罗马书有人告诉我们说这是第五卷的福音书。
Some people said that Romans is the fifth gospel.
我们知道前面有马太、马可、路加、约翰四卷福音书。
We know that there are four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这里告诉我们说，这个罗马书也是福音书。
And here it says Romans as a book is also a gospel.
罗马书头八章就跟我们谈到福音。
Because the first eight chapters talk about the gospel.
一开始讲到人有什么罪。
First talks about man is sinful.
这八章里面他就告诉人说，你要因信，称义。
And you are justified by faith.
你要因信成圣。
And by faith you're sanctified.
你要因信得荣耀。
And by faith you are glorified.
罗马书第九到第十一章。
And from chapter 9.
讲到以色列人一些的故事。
Talk about the story of the Israelites.
我们余弟兄也在这里交通道了，就神的拣选是不会后悔的。
And brother Jerry has shared about this that the election of God is without recall.
那到了第十二章。
And then in chapter 12.
他用一个字说所以。
He talked about therefore.
然后保罗说什么？我劝，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you by the mercies of God.
保罗没有说我命令你们。
He did not say I command you.
他说我劝你们。
But he said I beseech you.
因为他知道这个命令没用的。
Because he knows commanding them is no use.
奉献这个只有甘心乐意才有用的。
You need to consecrate yourself willingly.
逼是逼不出来的。
It is not by coercion.
So, 他说我劝你们。
So he said, I beseech you.
他劝什么呢？
What is he beseeching them to do?
他说劝你把身体献上。
and it is to present their body.
他没有说劝你把灵献上。
It's not their spirit.
也没有劝你把魂献上。
Nor their soul.
他劝你把身体献上。
But it is to present their body.
你知道我们信主之前灵是死的。
We know before we believed our spirit was dead.
我们信主之后灵就活过来了。
After we believed the Lord, our spirit.
灵的功用那是跟神沟通的。
Our spirit was made alive to commune with the Lord.
我们信主的时候灵活过来，圣灵也住在我们灵里。
When our spirit is brought back to life, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
灵是永远属主的。
And the spirit belongs to the Lord.
我反正说将你的灵献上没有。
And so he did not say present your spirit.
但是他说你把你的身体献上。
But it says present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
你知道我们信主的时候
When we believe in the Lord,
你觉得我们的魂跟身体有没有什么改变
Does our body or our soul change?
有人说啊，人信主之前那个脸是长的，信主之后呢，那脸是圆的。
Some people describe before you believe, you have a long face, and after you believe, then you have round face.
为什么？以前忧忧愁愁，那脸永远是长的。
Because before you're sorrowful and so you have a long face.
会喜乐了，所以会圆了。
And after you believe, you're joyful.
所以我们知道神信主之后，在一点点上面身体啊，这个上面都有点变化。
So maybe there's some change in the body.
但这里说啊，他说把身体献上。
But he says present your body as a sacrifice.
你坦白讲，身体会动是什么？你魂里面已经决定要做什么，身体就去做了。
First, you're motivated in your soul to do something, and then your body carried it out.
So, 身体的献上就是你全人的献上。
So the presenting your body as a living sacrifice is the sacrifice of your whole.
你身体的献上也包括你的魂的献上。
The sacrifice includes sacrificing of your soul.
你看他这里说啊，将身体献上什么？当作活祭。
It says as a living sacrifice.
以前的献祭的祭物都是死的。
In the past, sacrifices are always dead.
每十二个小时，他献上一个动物，然后烧完了再献上一个，那动物是死的。
For example, it's a dead animal, and then they sacrifice it.
Every 12 hours.
For every 12 hours.
然后圣经告诉我们那是燔祭。
But that's the Bible says that's a burnt offering.
是完全的献上给神的。
And it's totally for the
God.
But here it says it's a living. The Lord doesn't want to kill us. He wants a living sacrifice. Every day we're living and daily we're sacrificing. Placing our own bodies on the altar.If we place ourselves on the altar, we will know the Lord in a deeper way. And we will live out His life in us.
那我们再来看，什么是献上身体呢？
Now, what does it mean to present your body?
那是要我们有一个生活能够为主而活。
It is for you to have a life living unto the Lord.
我刚刚已经讲了，我们生活是更换了主人了。
Our life is we have a different master.
当我们愿意奉献了，我认定主就是我的主。
If we consecrate ourselves, then we realize and we make the Lord our master.
我曾经在这里讲过一个例子。
I have an example before.
我们在这里人生就好像我在开飞机。
Our life is like piloting at an airplane.
我要去的地方，我自己要去。我在管理这个飞机，我要去哪里
？I'm in control of the plane, and I determine.
但是因为我信主了
，But then when I
我一定邀请主耶稣坐在我旁边。
I want the Lord to sit beside me.
他是 co-pilot.
He's my co-pilot.
我去哪里，他先不用管。
I want to go. I decide. Let him not.
但是当我有危险，我就请他要告诉我先要怎么。
But when I'm in trouble, then I ask him, and how do I fly now?
基督徒许多的生活都是如此过的。
For us, many times in our life, it's like this.
但是主先会问。 你为什么不让我开你的飞机呢？
Then the Lord may ask us, why don't you let me pilot the plane?
如果我开这台飞机，什么危险都没有，我负责你去睡觉可以了。
If I'm the pilot, there's not going to be any danger. You can just go to.
你要去到哪里？我知道对你好，我一定会降落在哪里把你带到。
If you want to go someplace and I know it's good for you, I'll make sure you get there.
我们今天的问题是，我要 be the pilot.
The problem is today we want to be the pilot and the Lord just the co-pilot.
旧约里面有个图片关于奉献。
There's a picture in the Old Testament about consecration.
我就不看了，在生命第十五章啊，提什么意思？十五章里面。
And it's chapter 15.
他那里讲了，他说有所有奴隶工作六年，第七年要放掉了。
For all the slaves, if they work 6 years, on the 7th year, they're going to be free.
但是他给每个奴隶有个选择权。
But every slave would have a choice.
你可以走，主人也给你很多东西带走，这是一个选择。
You can be free, and the master will even give you stuff for you to be able to.
或者呢，你说我爱我的主人，我想留在主人的家，告诉主人。
But you have another choice. You can remain in the master's home and let him know that.
那主人怎么样？把你这个奴隶带到门的边上，在门上钻你的耳洞。
He will lead you to the door and pierce your ear if that's your choice.
当你耳朵有个洞，你就永远属于你的主人。
If you have a pierced ear, then you belong to your master forever.
现在女孩子很喜欢钻洞。
Nowadays, girls like to have pierced ears.
哇，你是主人是谁呀？
Now, who is your boss?
啊，钻了一堆洞，哇，好多主人哦，你在那听他们讲话哦。
Many even have multiple holes.
Okay, 但你讲圣经也有钻洞的。
But in the Bible, there's pierced ears.
圣经一个钻洞就是说你不自由了。
Pierce ear means you're no longer free.
说姊妹们，你要告诉人你有钻洞，就是告诉人你不自由的哦。
So if you're pierced ear, that means you're not free.
说在旧约里面给我们看到一个图片哈，我愿意成为主所 capture 所抓住的人，我是不自由的。
So in the Old Testament, it shows us if you want, you can have the choice to be captured forever.
就像我们刚唱的那首301首，你的美丽。把我侵夺。
In the hymn 301, it says that I'm captured by your beauty, Lord.
所以我不愿再自由的出去。
And so I'm not willing to go.
我愿意永远做你的奴隶。
I'd rather be your bond servant.
我们回到这里哈，罗马书这里他说你要当活祭，是神所喜悦的。
And it says here to be a living sacrifice is acceptable to the Lord.
他说你奉献的话是神所喜悦的。
This is something pleasing to the Lord.
好了，当你讲完奉献之后，他来第二节。
And then follow this next verse.
这是奉献之后的事情。
This is something that follows after consecration.
当你奉献之后了，好了，我告诉你，不要效法这个世界。
So now you've been consecrated. Let me tell you.Do not be conformed to this world.
哦，主真的叫我们说，你活在世上，不要学这个世界。
You are living in this world, but you're not supposed to follow what is in this world.
你知道我们今天不管活多大，已经在世界上学了好多世界的东西。
No matter how old we are, we have already learned a lot from this world.
世界的东西已经影响我们整个人。Whole being.
Many things in the world have been influencing our whole being.
So, 约翰一书告诉我们什么是世界。
So, in 1 John, it tells us what is the world.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eye.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
今生的骄傲。
And also the pride of this life.
我们信主了。
When we believe.
我们常经常讲到的不要爱世界。
We hear preachers say, do not love the world.
那好了，我们就学习不爱这个，不爱那个。
So maybe we try not to love this, not to love that.
但是你发现很快你什么都是爱回来的。
But you find out you love every one of them.
因为我们奉献的事没先在主面前好好认真的对付过。
Because we have not dealt with the Lord on consecration.
奉献这件事情啊，跟我们的意志很有关系。
Consecration is very much related to our will.
你的信主也跟我们的这个心
志很有关系。
It's same thing when we decide to believe. It has something to do with our will.
我们就是说，你要信主，要不要做决志祷告啊？
For example, when you want to believe, people say, "Oh, are you willing to pray the sinner's prayer?"
你知道这个字就是我决定，我今天要接受主。
If you decide that today I want to accept the Lord,
你今天奉献给主，也是我今天决定主，我真的把主权给你了。
And in a similar way, you decide today that you want to consecrate yourself.
说这个就是我们的魂的献上。
And this is sacrifice of our soul.
我们需要我们全人的决定把自己给主。
We need to decide for our whole being to be of the Lord.
所以这里说我不效法这个世界。
So here it says,
我需要把自己先奉献。
To be not conformed to this world, we need to first consecrate ourselves.
他第二个他说你要心意更新而变化。
And then secondly, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的思想是很厉害的。
Our mind is terrible.
我们可以想出很多东西来的。
Because we can think of so many things.
然后我们一接受地上一套的思维。
And we accept all this thinking of the world.
我们也有这一地上的一套的逻辑。
We accept the logic of this world.
我今天信主。
And today we believe.
我用世上这个思维逻辑来读圣经。
I use the thinking, the worldview, and logic.
我用世上的逻辑，我来解圣经。
We use these things to interpret the Bible.
好多时候我们读不懂主的话。
And that is the reason why we do not understand His word.
我们今天查经为了什么？
What is the purpose of our Bible study?
昨天我们在家里，我们今天学生们聚会，我们问查经的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of Bible study?
我们喜欢去钻研圣经。
We like to study the Bible.
我们很喜欢去解圣经。
And we like to interpret the Bible.
昨天我读圣经读到一句我读不过了，我就不读了，因为我没解这句话，我没再读下去。
And when we get stuck with a certain verse, then we don't want to continue.
我想大家读书可能还会跳一点。
When we study our textbook, maybe we can.
但是我遇到很多朋友们或者刚信主，他说我解不了，我就没办法读下去了。
But for many friends, when they first read the Bible and they get stuck on a particular verse, they don't want to continue.
在学功夫哎。
As if they're studying a martial art.
因为他嘛是内功啊，这个少了一步，那不肯下去的，会走火入魔的。
Because if you if you get stuck in one place, you cannot continue. Otherwise, you'll be
in trouble. Okay. So, 你看，我们就很奇怪，因为我解不了，我就觉得我没办法读了。
So they get stuck and they don't want to continue.
但是我解了，其实你解是吧，满足了我的求知欲。对我真的生命没什么帮助的。
But actually, if you understand, it's just to satisfy your mind, and it doesn't really have an effect on your life.
我翻得很好，我的脑袋满足了。
My mind is satisfied.
但是实际上，我有更加爱主吗？没有。
But do you love the Lord more because of that?
我认识主多一点吗？没有。
Have you know the Lord in a deeper way?
我们来聚会。
We come to a meeting.
我们来查经。
We come to Bible study.
我们为着就是要认识主。
Our main thing is to know the Lord.
我们希望能够碰见主。
And to meet the Lord.
因为碰见主比你听许多的话还来得重要。
To meet the Lord is way more important.
你看，我们要去退休会这个地方叫 Camp Lebanon.
The place that we're going to for this retreat is called Camp Lebanon.
Camp Lebanon, 它在大门牌上面是 a place to meet God.
And in the plaque when you go in, it says a place to meet God.
一个地方我能够遇见我的神。
It is a place for you to meet God.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主面前，不管聚会查经，我有一个心愿，说主，我来这里是要遇见你。
Whether you come to a meeting to Bible study, the main thing is to meet the Lord.
我们不是在谈谈圣经里面一些话或者解几句话我就满足了。
We're not just exchanging what is in the Bible and we're satisfied with that.
我们乃是要碰见我们的主。
But we want to meet the Lord.
因为如果我们不是这种心态的话，
If this is not our attitude,
我们一定掉进去。我喜欢解每一句话我都爱解。
Then we get into the cycle of wanting to explain.
圣经的人说，不要太注重字句，要明白它的经义。
The Bible says we are not supposed to focus on the letter.
我们查圣经是要从里面那个信息能够帮助我认识我的神。
But the lesson or the moral from the verses is to help us to know the Lord.
所以我们今天都是知识分子。
Today we're mostly intellectual.
我们爱去在这里分析这些事情怎么做。
We like to analyze why we do certain things.
但是我们要知道，我们来读主的话，查考主的话，乃是要得到里面一个信息，使我真的更认识我的。
But when we come to read the Lord's word, we want to get a message from Him and to follow Him.
我们真的把自己奉献给主，我的心思才会更新，才会变化。
If we consecrate ourselves.Then we will be transformed by the renewing of our
mind. 我记得到二十几岁，我终于有一个晚上，我决定把自己奉献给主。
When I was in my 20s, there was one night I consecrated myself to the Lord.
我有一个很新的发现。
And I have a new discovery.
我再去查经的时候，我发现这本圣经是一个新的书。
When I went to Bible study, I discovered this book is a new book.
我圣经已经读了很多次。
I've been through the Bible many times.
有时候我读到都觉得很无聊。
And sometimes I even feel
bored. 我说这些事情我都知道。
I feel, well, I already know.
为什么第二再还是读同样的东西？
Why do I have to keep on repeating
the same thing? 那是那个弟兄，带我的弟兄，那时候我们从创世纪第一章开始。
And at that time, the brother said, let's read first from the
Genesis 1. 我说好啊，我们从第一章开始读。
And I said, good, let's start with Genesis.
然后我们弟兄在讲论这章的时候，我就发现怎么我以前没听过呢。
And when our brother was speaking on this, I felt, how come I've never heard this before?
我告诉你，创世纪是读的最多的。
But I've read this book many, many times.
对吧，大家一说一年新计划从八十一读到出埃及记，就出不了埃及了。
Every year we start with Genesis and then continue and never leave Exodus.
明年再从创世纪再开始。
Next year start the same.
创世纪是基督徒读的最多的一卷。
So Genesis is the one that Christian read the most.
可能马太福音也会。
Or maybe the next book is Matthew.
Okay, 所以我们都是出不去的。
So we're people who cannot leave.
但是那时候我在读，我就觉得哇，怎么我没听过这些话？
But then at that meeting, I felt how come I
didn't hear about it. 我每个礼拜就等着下礼拜的查经。
And I was very expectant of the next meeting.
因为我实在觉得是那里是吃大餐。
Because to me, it's a banquet.
我没什么问题的。
I have no problem.
我拼命的抄。
And I kept.
我就怕有一句话我没有接上。
And I was concerned I might miss something.
我那时候，我还在读大学。
At that time, I was still in college.
我回家之后。
And when I went back home.
我早上没什么心情。
I don't have devotion in the morning.
Oh,
精神。Oh, I'm not a morning person.
Oh, yeah, I'm not awake at all. 所以晚上我就大概功课读完，十二点开始读圣经。
So I always read the Bible after my studies, which is about 12.
我大概读两个小时。
And I read like 2 hours.
就是不想停。
And I don't want to stop.
所以曾经一次读到眼睛都闭起来。
And I went to the point where I cannot open my eyes.
我倒是闯了一次祸。
And I got into trouble one time.
你太累了，我说快停了。
Because I was too tired.
我就上洗手间。
And so I went to the restroom.
门没看对。
And I missed the door.
是。还没到门，我已经以为到门了。
I haven't reached the door, and I thought I've reached it.
你真的很累的样子哈，这个一头就摔过去。
And then I went ahead.
你知道，他的门啊，都有那些什么突出来一块铁的。
Oh, and then there's like a thing poking out from the door.
我感谢主，因为我戴眼镜。
Thank the Lord that I have glasses on.
我一头就撞下去。
So I bump into it.
撞完之后，你知道那种痛不是立刻来的。
And the pain is not instant.
所以我知道这是惨。
And I heard, oh.
不，我应该也有点醒过来，我不知道。但是我知道这是，因为我摸，有个洞。
But maybe I was a little weak because I touched and I felt there was a hole.
眼睛没有烂哦。
I'm not.
救了我这个，救了我一命。
My eyes is not hurt. Good for good. I was saved by my glasses.
你知道，到我真的去洗手间，我看真的开了一个洞，然后血就开始出来。
And then I saw in the mirror like I have a hole, and then it was bloody.
是啊，那时候啊，因为你跟主很亲近，你真的不是很怕。
because I was close to the Lord, I was not scared.
我妈妈是护士哈，所以啊，我瞎纱布啊，什么都有。
And my mom was a nurse, and so we have all the.
我就把这个纱布贴住，贴好，睡觉。
I put it on top and bandaged it and went to bed.
有人说你应该是缝针啊什么的哈。
Some people say you should have gotten stitches.
啊，感谢主。第二天我就去聚会，那是礼拜六晚上，我第二天早晨就去聚会。
That was Saturday night, so the next day I went to the meeting.
主保守我，不是那一天早晨我是独眼龙。
And truly the Lord had kept me.
但是我可以告诉弟兄姊妹啊，那段时间呢、啊，圣经实在是宝贵。
That time, the Bible was very.
再不是守住那个律法，说一天读几章这样来读的。
Well, it is not like keeping the law of reading the Bible.
但是这里是里面真的很羡慕去读的。
But it is coming from within the.
当我们愿意奉献给主的，你的思维与你的分析逻辑已经不同了。
When you are consecrated.The way you think, your logic is totally different.
如果你还记得我上次告诉大家，圣经主的做法有一个跟我们的逻辑不同。
There's one thing that with the way God moves is contrary to our logic.
我们的看法是啊，我先明白了主，我就顺服你。
The way we think is we want to understand first before we follow.
但主的做法是先顺服我，再明白为什么我要你顺服。
The Lord wants us to follow first, and then you will understand.
知道这个做法完全是两码事。
And these two are very different.
说当保罗在这里讲了第一节奉献，讲了第二节勿要效法世界，心意要更新。
When Paul said in the first verse about consecration, and the second verse about being transformed and renewed.
你发现从第二十二章一直下去讲到基督徒的生活。
And from starting from this chapter onwards, talk about the Christian
life. 我们基督徒很喜欢讲，哦呦，圣经怎么教我们生活
？We Christians like to talk of what does the Bible teach us? How do we live?
这个查经就要讲一点呢，这些生活能够用在我身上。
We want the Bible study to be on things that we can use in our life.
很多朋友说，哎呀，我这个圣经很好，教我怎么做处，告诉我处世之道。
Some friends said, oh, the Bible is great. It tells me how to deal with things.
你知道 Sherry 的姐姐有一次告诉我们说，哎，我信主了。
Sherry's sister once told us, oh, I believe in.
她现在有改变哈，她那时候说我信主了。
She said, I believe in Jesus.
她说，哎，你为什么信主啊？
We asked her, why have you believed?
我很喜欢圣经的箴言。
Because she said, because I love Proverbs.
因为箴言里面教我们处世之道。
Because Proverbs tells us how to.
说他信箴言里面讲的话，他就是信主。
And she thought, if I agree with Proverbs, then I believe in the Lord.
我常常对这些朋友们说哈，圣经没错，教导我们怎么处世，怎么行善。
I tell friends, it's true, the Bible tells us how to deal with things and how to do good.
但那不是救恩。
But that is not salvation.
那就是救恩的 byproduct. 救恩你真的信主了，奉献给主，自然会有这些事情出现。
If you are saved and you consecrate yourself, these are going to be natural byproducts.
你要知道，如果你没有信主的，你没有奉献的话。
If you do not consecrate yourself,
他这里好像说，他说爱人不可虚假，第九节哈，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
For example, verse 9 said, "Let love with be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to what is."
你说很好。
You said, "Yes, this is good."
我要去做。
I want to do it.
但是、啊、你最终你会发现，哎，我又做不来。
Well, you will find out that you cannot do it.
我慢慢，你做不来，你慢慢有两种反应，意思是我做不来，我很懊恼。
Well, maybe one reaction is I'm frustrated.
另外一个呢，我可能这个变成一个口号，常常讲，其实我根本做不到。
The other is you might just say it all the time, but not really.
但是如果你奉献
，But if you consecrate yourself,
一方面主给你真正领会这个是怎么一回事。
And the Lord really show you what this is all about.
我们如果做不到的话
，If you cannot do it,
主可以管教我们。
The Lord will teach you.
可以引导我们的。
He will lead you.
可以帮助我。
And he will help you.
在他管教里面，他可以把我们唤醒。
In his discipline,
使我们知道什么叫做敬畏他。
in his discipline, he will wake you up.
我们这个时代的人已经不是很懂什么叫敬畏。
Many times we do not know what is to honor.
因为我们都只讲爱。
We talk about love all the time.
我们不知道什么叫敬畏我们的主。
We do not know what is to fear the Lord.
我们这个我们都要在主面前能够得到。
All these things we need to be before the Lord.
那这里还有一段话啊，在十二章这里讲哈、啊。当你这个不效法世界，心意更新了，他后面说你就明白神有一个旨意是神全可喜悦的旨意。
And then it also says that, you will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
你知道这个旨意是什么吗
？What is this will?
他继续讲。
It continues.
他后面从第三节到第八节就讲到教会。
From verses 3 to 8 talks about the church.
他讲到基督徒在教会应该怎么样的运作。
It talks about how the Christian should function in the church.
所以看到他哪里啊，就开始提了说，我每个基督徒我都给你有恩赐的。
And that's why it says, every Christian, I give you gifts.
这里讲了很多啊，什么预言、执事、教导、劝化、施舍、治理、怜悯。
And here mentions many gifts, prophecy, ministry, exhortation,Teaching and so on.
你知道，在其他圣经里面也有提到其他的恩赐。
And other gifts are mentioned in other books.
你要知道，每一个基督徒神都给你一份的恩赐。
You should know that each Christian, the Lord gives you a gift.
大家都不同的。
All the gifts are different.
神为什么给大家不同呢
？Why to give different gifts to people?
给我们知道教会是丰富的。
To let us know that the church is
abundant. 给我们在教会中大家不同的恩赐，才能够function不同的事情。
And so we can do different things and function in different ways.
所以这个是神教导我们说，在教会我们来服侍、来侍奉，照着我们的恩赐来侍奉。
And the Lord teaches us to serve by our gifts.
所以圣经就告诉我们说，不要羡慕别人的恩赐。
And here it says not to be envious of other people's
gifts. 这里很多没有讲哈，对不对？你要说。我煮饭不好，我就很羡慕活水煮得很好。
For example, I'm not a good cook, so I want to be like Matthew, who's a good cook.
对啊，我煮一顿的话，那我死掉很多细胞。
To cook one meal for me is very hard.
那对于我们弟兄来讲，煮一顿他充满喜乐。
But for Matthew, it seems to be a joyful thing.
所以我们没办法羡慕别人的，你要去抄别人，那是徒死。
But if you want to copy other people, it's going to be very difficult.
也不要小看自己那一份的小。
But do not belittle what you have.
我不会煮。
Even though I cannot cook.
但是如果你冰箱塞不进去，你叫我，我都可以帮你塞好。
But if you want me to put things in the refrigerator, I'm good at that.
神给了我一份是很容易把东西，你看没可能进得去的，哎，我就能够进得去。
You think that you cannot pack these things, I will be able to do it.
过去有个弟兄要回台湾。
A brother once want to go home to Taiwan.
他第一天看到我这份恩赐。
And he knew my gift.
他就这个叫什么？现在这个箱啊，是要运回台湾的。
So he has a box.
二十星期还是多少？这个他把冰箱、洗衣机什么都从美国运回去。
Oh, so he had like refrigerator, washer.
他留不下来，就在美国，然后要把美国东西全部运走。
So he wants to take home all this stuff in a container.
桌子啊，什么都买新的，就是要运走。
And he bought everything brand new.
那天早晨，他说 ，Andrew， 你负责把我全部东西运上车。
Said, okay, you are responsible to put everything in the container.
啊，他找对人。
He found the right person.
因为帮忙搬着弟兄们的时候，不可能这个东西上掉了这个 container.
Because most of those who helped to move said it's not possible to fit them.
到最后，全部都上。
But we were able to do that at the end.
我只是想说，我们是都不同。
Our gifts are all different.
所以我们需要不同的恩赐，大家配在一起很好。
And that's why we need all these gifts together.
如果我们今天哈，这个这我们很多弟兄们说，眼有眼的恩赐，耳有耳的恩赐，没法取代。
And that's why brother said that some are eyes, some are ears, some are so you cannot take the place of another.
你知道有些恩赐是明显一点的。
Some some gifts are very obvious.
但是他说你不要看自己过于所当。
But you should not look too much.
因为你还不是全部。
Because you're not everything.
你还有一些你做不到的。
There are many things.
你还是需要别人的。
You definitely need other people.
那。所以我们要这个比较明显的，不要轻看那些小。
So for those who have obvious gifts, you should not look down upon them.
那小的呢，不要觉得自己没用。
And for the little ones, don't think that you're not useful.
每一个都有用的。
Everyone is useful.
我们过去交通这个有弟兄姊妹过来说，哎，我是盲肠。盲肠有什么用？
Some people say I'm an appendix. What's the use of an appendix?
那个连。阑尾是吧？对对，他说这可是用来割掉的，那有什么用呢？
Isn't it the dust just to be taken off?
我说今天医学还不知道是怎么样，都有用，神摆在身体里面的都是有用的。
Maybe the medical science still doesn't realize it, but every single part the Lord has used.
这里还有另外一句话说，你对于你的恩赐要看得合乎中道。
And another thing that they mention is to look at your gift in the right way.
我们如果不是另外一个恩赐，但是我偏偏要那个恩赐的话，那就会有问题了。
If you have one gift but you strongly want another, then that's going to be problematic.
所以我们在这里知道哈，我们基督徒奉献之后，第一件事我们知道主给我的恩赐是什么。
So after we are consecrated, we want to know what's our gift.
我要忠于主给我的。忠心的愿我的恩赐服侍我的主。
Then I want to be faithful with my gift to serve the Lord.
当我们每个弟兄姊妹都奉献了，我们都真正知道我们恩赐忠心的话，那我们才能够在这里知道怎么样叫做配搭服侍主。
So if we have consecrated ourselves and the Lord show us our gift and we're faithful, then that's how we can all serve the Lord together.
所以在这里，主耶稣说，保罗在这里说，教会这个侍奉就好像一个身体。
And that's why the serving of the church is like a body.
只有一个奉献的人，能够在这里运用恩赐，才有配搭的情况表现出来。
Only a consecrated person can function with this gift and work with other people.
如果不是的话，这只是一个理想。
If not, if there's no consecration, this is only an ideal.
我们说我们教会在地上的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of the church on earth?
我们说在地上为主做见证。
It is to give the Lord's testimony.
我们要问你见证什么？
What are you testifying?
我过去跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我个人在地上，我要见证我的主是活的，是真的。
I want to testify that the Lord is living and real in my own life.
For individual, 我们所见证的乃是我的主是活的，是真的。所以朋友们问的时候，你能够把你活的主告诉他。
So for an individual, you want to testify that the Lord is living and real. And when your friend asks you, that's what you can testify about.
但是教会的存在的见证，乃是做耶稣身体的见证。
But the testimony of the church is to testify of the body of the Lord.
我今天不会再进入这个很详细的讲这个。
I'm not going to continue in detail on
this topic today. 但是我要给弟兄姊妹讲说，我们在地上，我们有责任。以团体来讲，我们是做耶稣身体的见证。
But we have this responsibility, brothers and sisters, that on earth, as a group, we have to testify of the body of the Lord.
所以我只举个简单例子，我有人说，哦，我们当中没有牧师。
So I'm just going to give an example. Let's say we say that we do not have a pastor among our
members. 我们说没有牧师，不是为了没有牧师而没有牧师。
We are not just to show people that we do not have a pastor.
因为今天牧师的制度乃是把牧师包办一切属灵的事。
It's just because today the system of having a pastor is to let the pastor do everything.
这个就失去了这个身体这一道的运用，这个彰显。
And because of this, it cannot show forth this bodily life where every member are contributing.
我们不是说没有牧师的恩赐。 但是没有牧师这个头衔跟制度。
We're just saying that there's no pastor system. We're not saying there's no function of a pastor.
从我愿意今天哈，在我上次跟大家讲说，我们要出代价跟从主。但是当我这段时间的思想的时候，奉献是我们一个最大的问题。
When I was thinking about counting the cost and paying the price, I realized that the problem lies in consecration.
因为我们如果没有奉献的话，我们没有力气出来。
Because if we have not consecrated ourselves, there's not going to be strength.
因为我们爱自己爱的不得了，我们出不了这个力的。
Because we love ourselves so much, how can we have the strength?
是我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲过，进天国是努力的人进去的。
That's why I said, for those who want to enter the kingdom, it is by diligence, by violence.
是对自己 violence.
It is
对自己暴力。
It is to be violent to yourself.
出代价。
And to count the cost.
你是要付的，你地上所有东西你都要付，有付出才有得着的。
To count the cost, to pay the price, you always have to pay.
我们就在美国哈，一分钱一分货。
Like in the U.S., to gain something, you need to pay for it.
在别的国家我不一定，那美国就是一分钱一分货。
Maybe it's different in other countries, but here you definitely have to pay up.
所以我们今天哈，你要得着主，你一定准备要有东西来换取的。
So today, if you want to gain the Lord, you need to give up something.
我也没时间了，所以我这个好像我刚读过舍己背十字架跟从主。
So we read about denying yourself, take up the cross and follow the Lord.
三件事，舍己背十字架跟从主，
deny yourself, take up your cross and follow the Lord.
这个都是讲到一些代价。
All these three things are paying the price.
圣经用另外一个字叫做 my.
AnotherA word that the Bible uses is to buy.
你需要付钱得到你该有的。
You need to give up some money to get in return.
启示录里面他提到说，他说你要买这个火炼的金子。
In the Revelation it says you have to buy refined gold.
你知道什么叫 gold? 金子就是神的性情。
Gold is the character of God.
我们唱诗歌说，哦，我要像你。
We say in the songs, we say, Oh Lord, we want to be like you.
怎么像他？
How are we going to be like you?
你必须付你的代价，神把神的性情才能够摆到你里面去。
You need to pay the price for this character of God to be in you.
他那一段又讲了，你要买白衣穿上。
And it says to buy white raiment.
他说白衣是什么呢？白衣是你行，这个圣徒所行的义。
The white raiment is the righteousness of the saint.
所以你要自己行的。
You have to.
你要付代价去得到的。
You have to pay the price.
他说你要买眼药。
And the other is to buy.
因为今天基督徒里面许多是瞎眼的。
Because many of us are.
所以我们要付代价，我们才能够把我的瞎眼的问题除掉。
When you pay the price, then you will get rid of your.
我能够被前面看得清楚，对我自己也看得清楚。
Then you can see clearly the future and see clearly yourself.
我们讲过十个童女，马太福音二十五章里面讲。
In Matthew 25, we talk about the 10 virgins.
当他们主回来的时候去见主的时候，只有五个能够去见到主，五个被拒绝在门外。
When the Lord came back, only 5 were able to see the Lord.
他们不是没有油，他们都有圣灵，但是他们油不够。
They all have the oil. They all have the Holy Spirit, but.
So 我们需要去买，怎么得到圣灵？
Some do not have enough oil. That's why we need to buy oil.
圣经说我们是世界的光。
The Bible said that we are the light of this world.
你知道当这个圣经这样写的时候，光是什么吗？
What is light?
光乃是在油里面有个灯，这个灯芯啊，这个灯芯一直在烧的时候，光就出来了。
We know that in a lamp you need the oil, and then there's the wick, and when the wick is being burned, then the light will come out.
我们要知道，你真的能够照亮别人，是你自己先被燃烧的。
When you can enlighten other people, you have to be burned.
你没有先被燃烧，你没办法成为光照在别人面前。
Unless you're being burned yourself, there's no way for you to give out life to other people.
所以但愿主能够真的把我们抓住 capture.
So may the Lord capture us.
我们能够跟主说，我不愿再自由，愿意做你终身的奴仆。
May we be able to say to the Lord that I do not want to be free. I want to be captured by you forever.
我们再唱一次这三百零一首好不好？
Let's sing 301.
很短的一首诗歌哈。
A very short hymn.
使我做你爱的俘虏，好吧，一起来。
你的美丽叫我心动，我想要你把我，你爱让我
代价来跟随，给我们知道地上与地上的一切都是很快就会过去，主啊，只有在你哪里有永远的价值，主啊，赐我们智慧，做了聪明的选择，给我们投资在那你那里，主啊，以致我们到那一天去见你，我们的确是欢欢喜喜，我们不至于羞愧，就谢谢你还留我们在地上，求主教导我们真的把自己能够当着活祭全人的献给，给我们不断能够经历，说其实这条路才是好的路径，因为我们的好处不在你以外，所以主把我们都交出来，所以我们也把前面要来的退休会也交在你的手中，就要使用这次的聚集，你把大人小孩我们这些人聚在那里，求主对每一个人说话，让我们都在这个地方，我们遇见你这位爱我们的主，我们对你都有从心中出来的回应，我们能够认主说出我们愿意来跟随，听我们的祷告，哦，都交在你的手中，奉主耶稣之名，
阿门。